O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. A deadline is come and gone for the Justice Department to provide a judge more information on last weekend's deportations of suspected Venezuelan gang members. CBS's Jake Rosen is following.
The judge just simply wants to know, in this whole standoff, more details and operational details on the flight. The Department of Justice is saying the judge really has no right to ask for any of that. In addition to that, basically being moot, because there will be an appeals hearing on Monday here in Washington, D.C.
The administration has harshly criticized this judge. CBS's Scott McFarland.
That's why this is so critical. This is an inflection point for the next few years. This battle against a single judge could be a proxy for battles against other judges. There have been 140 plus federal lawsuits filed already in the first 2 months against Trump executive orders. And if they can destabilize or diminish the impact of judges, those lawsuits could become less impactful.
President Trump is expected to sign an executive order today that will begin the dismantling of the Education Department. CBS's Willie James Inman is at the White House.
A White House official pointed out student loans, assistance to school districts for low-income families and individuals with disabilities. Those assistance programs will still continue to be handled by the Department of Education. The president isn't eliminating that today.
Israel is pounding Gaza with more airstrikes. Ramy Innocencio is in Tel Aviv.
Israel's military threatened to unleash hell on Gaza this week, and it is now delivering.
Health officials in Gaza say 600 Palestinians have been killed since Tuesday. The resumption of strikes has many Israelis anxious and angry. Protests broke out today in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Many fear the renewed fighting will put the remaining hostages at risk. Air raid sirens, meanwhile, sounded across Israel today after a missile launch from Yemen. The Houthi rebels support Hamas. The U.S. has been launching airstrikes against that group. The administration is deploying two Navy ships to the Gulf of Mexico, or America as it's been renamed, to assist in the crackdown on illegal immigration. CBS's Charlie Daggett is at the White House.
It includes the USS Gravely that is already steaming toward the region, not in position yet, and then another unnamed U.S. destroyer that will be headed from the West Coast. You know, the Coast Guard is normally responsible for policing around that area. This is about optics. Destroyers aren't always just about firing cruise missiles. They're also capable surveillance craft, and it's also a deterrent, obviously.
On Wall Street, the Dow is off 28 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine is rich with elected officials today. Governor Tony Evers and Senator Tammy Baldwin are visiting the city for separate events. Evers is touring Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin. Baldwin is continuing her Hands Off My Medicaid tour. She'll be at the MLK Community Center. Microsoft has temporarily halted construction on two of their Racine County sites to evaluate the market. That's according to CBS 58. The company does say that the rest of the data center project in Mount Pleasant remains on track, with the first phase still set for completion by 2026. Health concerns and prior commitments prevented some alders from attending a Racine Common Council meeting Tuesday night. The Racine County Eye has coverage of which alders were present, which were absent, and the reasons behind the delayed veto vote. Dirty rain yesterday was caused by western wildfire smoke mixing with rain. It left some vehicles covered in a grimy film. The Racine County Bar Association has released its judicial qualification poll for the upcoming circuit court election. Incumbent John Fredrickson got 40 votes, challenger Jamie McClendon got 10. And Racine's basketball teams are set to compete in the state high school basketball tournament, with WRJN broadcasting the Prairie School game tonight. Parks will air tomorrow. Coverage starts at 6 p.m. this evening. We get going at 1 tomorrow. We'll also air the championship games on Saturday if either team advances. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
the Badgers and the Big Dance. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers against Montana today. The game being played at the Ball Arena, home of the Denver Nuggets. John Tonjay transferred to Wisconsin, where he's become the Badgers' leading scorer, and was asked, what's it like being back in Denver, where he went to Colorado State for 4 years?
It was pretty cool to know that I'm coming back to a familiar place. You know, it brings back a lot of memories just driving around and kind of just seeing the downtown area of Denver. So it's definitely a blessing to be back in Colorado for a little bit.
Marquette is in Cleveland today, where they open the tournament tomorrow night against New Mexico. NBA, the Bucks road trip continues tonight in L.A., where they take on the Lakers. Game time 9:30. Doc Rivers reportedly met with Giannis and Damian Lillard to address the team's slump. The Bucks coming off a loss at Golden State.
At the start of the game, you know, we were too slow at it to where they and keep the matchups in the action that they wanted. We just got to be just quicker about those things and be better.
That's Damian Lillard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Sunny and still breezy today, keeping our high temperatures to the upper 30s. With partly sunny skies tomorrow, we rise mild to the mid-50s. Winds will be whipping out of the south, getting us there. And we could have a few sprinkles late at night. Then on Saturday, it'll be sunny with highs in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 39.
Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Been down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Stuart J. Waddles.
Hey, Kurt. How you doing, bud?
Doing pretty well. Do you like to text?
I guess I'd prefer it.
Prefer it, yeah. Over what?
Over a phone call. I mean, okay. There's information to be conveyed. I think it's sometimes easier to have it in text.
Do you think texts and emails, I guess, for that matter, do you think they're often misunderstood?
They can be if they're not done right.
It says here, I don't know if I agree with the percentage, but it says here up to 50% of texts are misunderstood.
I've been misunderstood a lot. So when I usually do these sort of things, I'm extremely clear and very redundant. And I'll take a couple of sentences to explain what I need to just to make sure we're extremely clear about what's going on.
See, that's the thing. I think people often make their texts too short. And then you think,
well, they put a smiley face on it.
Yeah. And they're like, okay, well, what does that mean? Yeah. You got to be absolutely clear. My problem is, I don't know if it's I have big thumbs or what it is, but I often mistype things. And so I have to go back and really reread it before I send.
Yeah, I thought you'd be one of these guys that talk into their phone all the time.
Yeah, I haven't gotten into that. My son does that. Thing. Yeah.
Does he? Yeah. Period. And then say this and then comma.
Right.
Question mark.
I do that if I'm in the car because my phone hooks up to my car via Bluetooth so I can do it all hands free. So I do that when I'm in the car.
You do what? No, I'm just kidding. What kind of keyboard you use in there? You got an Android phone?
I have an iPhone.
Oh, and they're stuck. Can't do nothing for you, man. On an Android phone, you can kind of get a different keyboard. And different companies, Google has one, Samsung has one, and they all react a little differently, and they have a little swipe thing that does a little differently. And I was going to suggest mix it up, but then you're locked in the Apple Ecosphere.
Well, see, I'll often text with Don Rosen, and after we exchange two or three texts, he just calls me. He's like, it's just easier to call you. You're probably right. Probably right.
Yep, sometimes it is.
All right, there's Stuart J. Waddles. He keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJM.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms you
Park to Racine's famous zoo. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Don't be slow. No. 'Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Conversation. No.
Yeah.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And sometimes there's just not enough time to listen to a full-length countdown of timeless hits. So you can listen Saturday mornings as Rick Johnson presents the weekend's Capsule Countdown. It's a fast-paced minute that counts down a year, a theme, or a topic with a capsule of great timeless hits. Listen Saturday mornings at 8:30 and again at 9:30 on WRJN.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I got to fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're going to be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cash back app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAFFIC25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAFFIC25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAFFIC25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code TRAFFIC25.
Listen this Friday on the Civic Media app and WRJN.com for State Boys Basketball semifinal action as Racine Park takes on Cedarburg.
Racine Park 71, Waterford 41. The Park Panthers advance to a state Division II semifinal game.
The winner of Friday's D2 semifinal moves on to Saturday's WIAA State Basketball Championship. Find it on the Civic Media app at WRJN at 1 p.m. Friday or at WRJN.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town. Keep away from a run around sewer. Whoa. She likes to travel around. Yeah, she loves you and she'll put you down. Now people love to put you wise. As you go, as out with other guys, here's the moral and the story.
away from a runner out to a play da da. Yeah, keep away from this girl. I don't know what you'll do. Keep away from Sue. She likes to travel around. Yeah, she loves you and she'll put you down. Now people let me put you wise. She goes out with other guys.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and now a song about a man who would do a million things in order to win the heart of a certain girl. From 1969, it's The Grassroots and Wait a Million Years on WRJN.
All of the lonely nights waiting for you to come on and to hold you tight. I need you so desperately, waiting for you to come bringing your love to me.
and sunny days this way. We're gonna talk and laugh our time away. I feel it coming closer day by day. Life will be ecstasy, you and me endlessly moving on a Sunday afternoon.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, where you can receive the new weekly WRJN newsletter at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts, profiles some local businesses, and has tips on marketing and advertising, too. Just sign up at WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's a double dose of dignitaries in Racine today. Governor Tony Evers and U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin are set to visit. Evers will tour Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin and will talk about his budget initiatives aimed at supporting veterans. This afternoon, Baldwin will continue her hands-off Medicaid tour at the MLK Community Center. According to a report on CBS 58, Microsoft has temporarily halted construction on two of their Racine County sites. They have three total. Company officials tell the TV station that the rest of the data center project in Mount Pleasant is still on track, with the first phase expected to open in 2026. The company says they need to reevaluate the market before moving ahead. Health concerns and prior commitments are some of the reasons why a few alders didn't get to a Racine Common Council meeting Tuesday night. The Racine County Eye goes deeper about what alders showed, which ones didn't, and the reasons why the delayed veto vote. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. Did your car get dirty after the rain yesterday? There's a name for the phenomenon, dirty rain. People across the area were surprised to find their vehicles covered in a grimy film yesterday as a result of the dirty rain. The National Weather Service says it's particles from western wildfires mixing with rainfall. The combination of smoke carried by the wind and the rain created the perfect condition for the messy weather event. And the stage is set for Racine's basketball teams to shine in the state high school basketball tournament. WRJN will air the Prairie Schools Division 4 game against Bonduelle at 6 tonight. Tomorrow, Park makes a historic return to the state stage facing off against Cedarburg. If either team secures a spot in the championship, WRJN will broadcast that game on Saturday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Sunny and still breezy today, keeping our high temperatures to the upper 30s. With partly sunny skies tomorrow, we rise mild to the mid-50s. Winds will be whipping out of the south, getting us there. And we could have a few sprinkles late at night. Then on Saturday, it'll be sunny with highs in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 39.
folk, and we listen. The local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and a study suggests that moderately overweight elderly people may live longer than those of normal weight. This is why I still eat Hostess Ding Dongs.
Though they may
the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. You know, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody's better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. He's got recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting with the Packers, too. He is on every hour weekdays. See the entire weekly sports lineup at WRJN.com.
Don't sit crying over good times you had.
there's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love, and the eagle flies with the girl. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with. Love the one you're with. Love the one you're with.
Local news, Timeless Hands, WRJN. Keep listening. We're going to have details on our next big WRJN statewide text to win contest. Lots of fun qualifying prizes we'll have for you every day, and a great grand prize too. Download the Civic Media app to play along. Details on the way, on the air, and online at WRJN.com.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Ah, spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power scooters or power chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's pizza of the month is Pure Irish Luck, introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Did you know there's a city in Wisconsin that goes all in on the idea of celebrating St. Patrick's Day for more than a week? Members of the Shamrock Club of New London, about an hour west of Green Bay, lead the festivities, which brings thousands of visitors to the area. But do you know what has officially kicked it all off for more than 40 years? Here's club member Ryan Lanning with the answer.
The Monday of our St. Patrick's week is we always have Leprechaun Day, and the leprechauns are responsible for changing the population signs symbolically from New London to New Dublin, and then they visit various schools and nursing homes, and we bring smiles more than anything, and we like to enlighten our community. That's part of what we're about, and truthfully, I think everybody looks forward to seeing the green suits and all the mischief and shenanigans that we like to pull. It's just a great time for everybody.
Even the city council votes to make New Dublin the official name for New London this time of year. That is one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
WRJN.
98 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 28. Tomorrow, a couple of clouds and a high of 52. And then Saturday, sunshine and 39.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind.
This is CBS News on the Hour.